You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday. 2 days, 2 weeks, I mean, before Christmas.
Yes.
And that's just not enough time.
Nope.
Speaking of Christmas, some random facts. Mariah Carey had number one singles for 11 straight years.
Wow.
Starting in 1990 and ending in 2000. And then that was it. You know, 11 years. She's done.
Nonsense.
But, like, she's on, like, the New Year's Eve thing every damn year.
Well, I know.
What the hell is that? One of those songs I'm pretty sure was All I Want for Christmas Is You, because, you know, it's the most popular Christmas song.
Can't get away from it.
No, you thought Last Christmas was the one you couldn't get away from. But no. Chicago's population, that would be the city, not the group, peaked in 1950 when there were 3.6 million people living in the city. Now it's down to 2.7 million, according to the latest census. Now, you know, Chicago's like the roughest town to live in. I'm just going to put it that way. Let's just say since 1950, Chicago's been a rough place.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people might be saying, like, see you later. I'm out of here. Nine former presidents didn't have college degrees. Former presidents. I'm not saying the current one. George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Grover Cleveland, and Harry Truman. Of those, I think only three of them are worth noting that they were remarkable presidents, I would think. At least history remembers them as being. I'm not being political here without a college degree. That would be Washington and Lincoln and, of course, Truman. The rest of them are like, Van Buren, come on, get out of here, buddy. You should have gone to college. The word, you know, it would have been weird because Thomas Jefferson, you know, founded a college. It would have been weird had he not gone, but he went. The word disaster comes from the Italian disastro, which translates
disastro
to evil star. Because in astrology, it was considered unlucky to be born under a bad star.
What's a bad star?
I don't know. Disastro.
Disastro.
All right. There you go. Some random facts for Wednesday. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
I'm going to have to look up what's a bad star.
Yeah, you should do that.
I might have been born under one. I have to see.
Disastro.
It explains so much.
It sure does.
Bill, it's like falling out of a high chair at an early age.
That explains a lot, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I hit my head.
I think you said you did that one time.
I hit my head, and I woke up, and I got into radio.
Okay. Bill Cosby, stay in prison.
Well, thank the maker.
I'm telling you.
Was he trying to get out? Was he trying to escape? I thought he couldn't see and he couldn't walk. So, I mean, you know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, he's got people trying to do that for him.
Oh, they're going to stuff him in the laundry chute or what?
Yeah, right.
He's going out with the laundry. Hey, Bill, they do the laundry at the prison now. They don't send it out.
Big
You're just going to end up in the laundry room.
Big vat of pudding. Yeah. His legal team sought to overturn his conviction all the way back in October of 2018.
Well, yeah, they didn't want him to go to jail in the first place.
No.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania court officially denied his bid on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that when the alert popped up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
They affirmed his conviction.
So now we don't have to say allegedly when we talk about him.
Well, he was already put away.
Yeah, true. But I mean, the appeal's done. So now we can, without fear of being sued, we can stop saying allegedly in front of his name for anything that he did that he's been convicted of. How's that? Boom.
He'd already been convicted. I stopped saying alleged.
Boom.
Anyway.
Pig.
Three counts of aggravated indecent assault.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that could be pinned on him.
Yeah.
So according to NBC
News. Only
the
ones, yeah.
Yeah. His lawyer's main argument was that Cosby's five accusers and their testimonies were strikingly different.
Oh, come on. Like, they were all there at the same time. No. Really? Did he not, like, mix it up a little bit? Okay. Here, you have the drink now, or you... Wait, let me get naked and let me bring you a drink. Oh, right. Wait a minute. Let me do this to you, and then would you like a drink?
They said the five accusers were strikingly different to that of the original accuser.
Bill Cosby, rot your damn ass in jail, buddy. That's where you belong.
That's right.
Okay.
So sit back down.
Enjoy that pudding down. Pop. Sure, there's plenty to go around where you are.
Oh, my goodness, so much to say.
Yeah.
Jack Black's not a vegan.
Really? I guess that's important news for us today. Jack Black is not a vegan.
He thinks everyone should be, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So Jack Black's appearing on Wired's autocomplete interview, and it was earlier this month.
Okay.
And he answered the internet's most searched question about him, revealing that he does sing.
Okay.
He does have a band.
Okay, I believe that.
Tenacious D.
Okay.
He nice does name. Play guitar.
Okay. He I've seen this movie. What was it? Back to School or whatever it was that he was in. Oh, Rock. What was it called? Ay, ay, ay. Where he teaches all the kids to be in their own rock band.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the heck was the name of that movie?
I don't remember.
I should be impaled for not knowing this. This is a great movie. Anyway, sorry. Tenacious D. He plays the guitar. He sings. He dances. He probably does all kinds
of stuff.
He also
says he doesn't sing Welcome to the Jungle in Jumanji.
Well, he should.
He's a nice guy. And he's not vegan.
And he's not vegan. We've established that. Okay.
He said he is in spirit.
I'm a lot of things in spirit. I'm Halle Berry's lover in spirit. Vegan is not on the top of the list for me. I'm sorry.
No.
I have nothing against vegans. I got nothing against vegans. I got nothing against... my daughter is not vegan, but man, she will not touch anything that's called chicken or beef.
Jack Black feels it's time for everyone to consider that lifestyle. Why?
Why? Why do you say?
For the environment. So it turns out that Jack Black says that he found out that vegans are better for the environment. And you ask why? Because of cow farts. Yeah. Cow farts.
Cow
farts. As we have learned.
Cow farts
are bad for the environment.
They can be, yeah. There's a lot of methane gas. I've heard that it comes out of both ends. I hear that cows also burp.
They
burp methane. Yeah. So yeah, cows are not.
Know.
Yeah, cows are actually bad for the environment, but they taste so damn good.
Oh, hush.
Especially
you.
The ones from Japan, the Wagyu.
Oh,
ones.
Good grief.
Yeah.
I think cheese.
Tasty,
milk,
tasty. Well, yeah, you
good.
Gotta have your dairy. You don't have to, but I know. Yep.
People say
all right, well, good
to.
For Jack Black that he wants to be a vegan in spirit. I didn't know you could do that, but you know what? By golly, let me think of some stuff, and I'll be right
I'm
there with him.
I'm skinny in spirit.
I'll be right there with him. All right, that's it for us
I'm
today.
I'm skinny in spirit.
I'm intelligent in spirit.
Yeah, there's
that. All right, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow.
Oh, I exercise.
Oh, in spirit. All right, back tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.